Today we hear a bit more from Tricia Tanis, who recently ended a two-year stint as president of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry.
Well, it is no secret that the 2 years that I had the honor to serve in that capacity as president were two very, I think, memorable years in the evolution of the business community and the private sector in Barbados. It being characterized principally, of course, by the global pandemic, which started to affect Barbados in February, March 2020. I assumed the office in 2019, and from the beginning, there were very, very frequent challenges that had to be addressed. The first memorable one was the introduction of Asacuda World, the transition from Asacuda Plus Plus, and a varying host of issues that capitulated, and that pretty much threw the importers and retailers in particular into very much a tailspin. And as soon as we were able to overcome that and that settled down to some degree, then essentially the rest is history as it relates to the events of early 2020. So it was certainly an extremely challenging term. I have heard from previous presidents that they certainly did not envy me at that time, and that it quite possibly could have been the most challenging presidency in recent memory. And on that score, I do want to acknowledge and express my profound support for the fact that I actually received a lot of advice and certainly a lot of engagement from persons who had gone before me and my colleagues in the private sector, not just in the BCCI, but in the BPSA, which was very critical as well in terms of us working together on certain landmark issues. So it was very much a very challenging experience. It was a pleasure. As I said, it was a very challenging pleasure. And I'm happy, and I hope that I was able to serve my constituents well. We had to battle certain issues. The most recent certainly was the minimum wage issue. And it was really an experience of trying to work alongside with the government to show them certainly where certain policy objectives could have been strengthened, to show them the operational impact of some of the things that they obviously were rushing quite understandably to implement, but perhaps without understanding the full gambit and the operations on the ground, and quite frankly, that they would have relied on us to show them some of the challenges that they may not have been able to foresee, and therefore that the role that was played by the chamber was continually advocating, being very vocal, constructively, I hope, to be able to bring the policy changes to, I think, a mature and sustainable conclusion. Sometimes when we implement things, we don't really have a view of a 360 strategic impact of what's going to happen, and we need very, very broad consultation in order for that to happen. So I think I do appreciate the government's perspective in terms of consultation. And I can certainly hope that certainly in the last 2 years that we were able to be useful to them in terms of being able to land certain things on the ground in a way that would achieve the broader objective and not have any unintended consequences.
Former President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Tricia Tanis, on Sagicor's Early Business.
We know the faces of our communities. We chat with you on the bus, pass you in the supermarket. But above all that, we protect you when the unimaginable occurs, settling your claims, helping you rebuild. Because we not only ensure a community of people, we ensure our friends, families, and neighbors. Trust the people who have served you for over 175 years. Insurance has never been more important. Get home, motor, travel, and business insurance at sagicorgeneral.com. Sagicor General, wise financial thinking for life.